Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Mike Rhodes, professor of volcanology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, discusses geothermal power.
If you think of geothermal energy, you probably picture volcanoes, geysers, and steaming mud pools. But volcanoes are not necessary for producing geothermal energy. There are vast resources beneath our feet. The Earth gets hotter the deeper we go. All we have to do is drill for it. Just how deep is the multi-million dollar question. To mine this energy, holes are drilled into hot fractured rocks to depths of around 2 to 3 miles. Cold water is pumped down one hole, and water heated by the surrounding rock is recovered at the other holes. This heated water is used in two ways. First, to drive turbines to produce electricity, and secondly, for directly heating homes, schools, and other buildings. The spent water is then recycled back down the hole. This form of alternative energy has great advantages. It's essentially inexhaustible. It's environmentally friendly, no greenhouse gases or toxic waste. In contrast to wind or solar energy, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It can be developed on both a large and local scale, and unlike wind or solar energy, it is not obtrusive, nor does it take up large amounts of space. Most of the current attention, quite rightly, is focused on the western states. Prevailing wisdom writes off New England as a source of geothermal energy. However, New England is blessed with granites. Compared with other rocks, granites contain large amounts of potassium, uranium, and thorium, all of which produce heat through radioactive decay. This makes the granite hotter at depth than the surrounding rocks and a possible source of geothermal energy. The best conditions for making use of this heat source occur when a hot granite is buried beneath a thick layer of thermally insulating sedimentary rock. Our current study is evaluating whether or not geothermal resources of this kind exist in densely populated New England, where energy costs and usage are high.
That was UMass Amherst's Mike Rhodes.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. The heat is on.